Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. You can also follow us on social media. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard, 68 on the gram. We got Mike Heller, host of the Mike Heller Show.
He's
in Madison, Wisconsin, 1070. You know him well?
No,
I don't. You just playing off his name?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, Alex.
Everything's not funny.
There you go.
All right. That's right. Let's get into it, though. You know what? What's not funny, Rob? How about this for a segue? Is what's going on in New England. Don't look now. I'm just cliche riddled in this segment. Don't look now, but the Patriots are 2-5 and at the bottom. I mean, unless you count the Jets of the AFC East. Just horrible. And they look like... They're in serious danger of missing the playoffs. Let's put it that way. But they don't look good. And Bill Belichick, all of a sudden, Rob Parker, Bill Belichick is chatty. He's never been chatty throughout his entire career.
Chatty Cathy now.
Right? Not when you won all those Super Bowls or at least got there. Not when you were in Cleveland. I was there in Cleveland, Rob. I was just a little old high school reporter when he was playing with the when he was coaching the Browns. But I followed it, and part of the reason, like, the media hated him there because he just wouldn't give them anything, you know, and he wasn't big old Bill Belichick at that time. I actually thought he was doing a pretty decent job. They got mad at him because he didn't talk to him, very much, didn't give him anything. And also, you know, Bernie Kosar is from Youngstown, near that's northern Ohio, not too far from Cleveland. And when he said Bernie had diminishing skills, he was right, but nobody in Cleveland took kindly to that except me. I was the only person in the whole.
You were hurt?
North,
you had your panties
north,
in a box?
No, I was like, he's right. Bernie is losing it. And, you know, and I think he had a pretty good year with Vinny there. I'm not positive, but I think that might have been the one year they made the playoffs there. But anyway, he's never been chatty. Now all of a sudden he is. He was on your station, Rob, your favorite. They love you up there at WEEI in Boston.
Oh, yeah. You know
they, you're the resident Brady hater.
They pay me up there. I love Brady on WEEI.
They love you to go up there and give them the opposite viewpoint of Tom Brady. But Belichick was on there, and here's what he said.
We paid Cam Newton $1 million. I mean, it's obvious we didn't have any money. It's nobody's fault. That's what we did the last 5 years. We sold out and won 3 Super Bowls, played in the fourth, and played in an AFC Championship game. This year we had less to work with. It's not an excuse. It's just a fact.
All right, here's my take, Robin. I know you want to get in on this. I get what he's saying, and if he had a history of speaking like this, you know, if all those years when they were great, he was open with the media and talked about the cap and talked about, you know, his own players, not just praising the opponent. But, you know, he was like this. If he was open, then I would be like, you know what, he's just telling the truth. But because he was so closed-mouthed, all those great years, because we've never, in my recollection, and I'm going back to Cleveland, heard Belichick be this open, then, Rob, I can't help but feel like it sounds like you're making excuses. All of a sudden, the great Bill Belichick is 2-5. And Tom Brady, who you seem like you didn't have any more use for, has gone to Tampa Bay. And to this point, he's thriving. It's only halfway through the season, but to this point, he looks like he's 33 rather than 43. He also got this same team. I mean, I know they have lost some other players. I'll give him that. I'll be fair. They lost some other players to COVID, you know, decided not to play and things like that. So I'll give them that. But they were 12-4 last year. Not really very good, but they were 12-4 with Brady. So I'm just saying, with all of that into consideration, Rob, it just sounds to me like he's making excuses to cover his back.
I think it's not excuse from this standpoint that the stuff that he talked about was factual. I don't think that they held any money back from Cam like, oh, we don't want to pay him. I really believe that that's what they were working with, and he was obviously without a job. So I do understand that part. The only thing I would say in the Bill Belichick is, this is an old saying in the business. You know, Bill's now saying hello when it's time to say goodbye. You know, like there are people like that. When he was winning and things were going his way, he didn't have to say anything. He could get away with it. And you could, right. You know, you could get away with it, Chris, when you win. And when you don't, you have to answer questions. You know, like it's no mystique. It's just like it's hard to press a guy who's winning championships, right?
Right.
Like,
absolutely.
What are you going to tell him, and what are you demanding to know? What do you need to know? We won again. Now what? What's the next question? You know what I mean?
Great point.
So, yeah, so that's really where he is now. And you see this from guys who are in his situation. That's the old saying about, you know, now you're saying when it's time to say goodbye, you're saying hello.
Right.
Because now things aren't going that well. Now you got a little more time for me. Now you want to explain a little, you know what I mean?
Some now you're stuff, giving me stuff off the record.
Right, that you never gave me before because
right.
You want to get your narrative and your story out there. So is it an excuse? No, it's not an excuse, but it is different and it's self-serving, Chris. Not an excuse.
Yes, there you
it's
go.
It's self-serving because it's not. I think what he's talking about, being all in, and all that over the last few years to be able to do what they've done. I get all that. And the whole notion that they didn't even want to give Tom Brady the money, you know, like they didn't even offer him a contract. They didn't want to give him the money. So I don't think that that's an excuse, but this is self-serving. to kind of lay your cards on the table now when you never did it. You always did. You always had your cards in the hole, right? And now all of a sudden, you got them all face up and letting everybody see what your cards are. I think that's self-serving.
That's my thing, Rob. I mean, what he said is absolutely legitimate.
It's accurate.
There's no
right.
ifs, ands, or buts right. about that. But there are a lot of excuses that are legitimate. You know, there's a fine line between an excuse and an explanation. There really is. And this is a legitimate explanation, but as you said, because you've never talked like this, you've never been this open, now it comes off, like you said, self-serving and like an excuse. And Rob, I'm going to say it. And I'm not, you know this. You got to give me this. This is not a second guess. I have said all along, now, and I've always given Belichick his credit, and he is a great coach. But I've always said it was Brady more than Belichick.
See, that's where
I've not been on. I've not been on the fence.
That's why I disagree. When you look at their defensive and what they were able to do
defensively, their D was great. I'm not trying to say it was all Brady. I've never said that. I've never taken anything away from their defense. But I just call it like I see it. And Brady, in all six of their championships, he led game-winning drives. It may have ended in a field goal, but you didn't start in field goal position. He led them to field goal
position.
Yeah,
but in the last three Super Bowls,
that's to be credited for.
They didn't give up any points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but they gave up plenty of points before that.
They stopped the Rams. That was the fifth greatest offense.
They didn't stop Nick Foles.
Well, they stopped the Rams, the fifth greatest offense in the history of the NFL. Held them to three points, and it was like an 89-yard field goal. That's how close they got to scoring. That's all they could get.
No, that was nice. But, I mean, he didn't hold Nick Foles. He certainly didn't hold Atlanta in the first half.
He's not perfect, though. I mean, you're acting like he's supposed to be perfect.
And I'm just giving you the last... I'm saying this, to me, what we're seeing right now, and I'll admit, it's only halfway through the season. And to be honest, to most people, this chapter will not be written this season. Even if New England's 2-14 and Brady wins the Super Bowl, it won't be written for – and in fairness, it won't be written because Belichick's got who knows how much longer he'll coach and maybe he'll go on to win Super Bowls. But I'm saying right now, the evidence – Rob, a guy that's got 9 Super Bowl trips – 6 Super Bowl wins, and yet the 7 seasons, and I'm not even counting this year yet.
Brady's got one playoff appearance. But I just don't buy that when you look at the team that was put together, that he won without Brady when he was the defensive coordinator with the Giants.
Hold on, you just said your piece.
Can I talk? Okay. When they beat the greatest show on turf, they held that defense, held that Rams team that was double-digit favorites in the Super Bowl, Chris. They held them to 13 points. So you can't act like Belichick had nothing.
Wasn't it 13-3? That game?
No, I'm talking about the Rams, the greatest show on turf.
I know, in that Super Bowl. Was the score 13-3?
No. What Super Bowl are you talking about, the last one?
The last one.
No, the first one against the St. Louis Rams.
Okay.
Rob G, look up that score. I think they scored 13 points.
Yeah, no, that wasn't 13-3. You're right.
And they were double-digit. People had to, I think they were 12 or 13-point favorites in that Super Bowl. And his defense shut down the greatest show on turf. They were running over everybody. So when I look at that, you know, it's hard for me to act like that didn't happen. And I'm not saying that Brady didn't have a hand in it.
One
of the greatest kickers who also was involved. You could lead it if Adam Vinatieri misses 3 field goals. No one's saying Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback, despite leading them down in position to get there. So he had to have help, and the defense was a bigger part.
Why hasn't Belichick been able to win with any other quarterback?
I don't know. I think it was bad. They had a bad team in Cleveland, and he was taking steps. And they were moving forward. I think they had made the playoffs.
One step. Yep. And then they moved the team.
Yeah.
But in New England, Drew Bledsoe is not chopped liver.
Yeah, but I don't know if he had hold of the defense as good as as once he got his defense together, man. Those defensive teams were great. That's
all I know is he was the defensive coordinator in New York before that you talk about, and they were really good under him. And then he goes to New England, and they struggled. It was the same defense that was 0-2.
Yeah, but you got to look at the players on that Giants defense. A lot of Hall of Famers, great players. Lawrence Taylor was on that defense.
Rob, he was 5-5. He won 5 games, 5-11 the first year.
I think that to just hold that against him.
And then he was 0-2. I'm just spouting facts. I'm not holding anything against
him. But to hold that to make it like it's not him. But you
I'm
don't want to
say he didn't have any.
But you don't want to. But you don't want.
Never said he didn't have anything to do.
No, but you don't want to admit
he's the greatest, a great coach.
But you don't want to admit about how big the defense is with the Patriots. I mean,
no,
I just gave you. There's
never,
no way you
Rob,
can look at that team.
The only thing I've said is that if I had to pick which one was more responsible, that's it. I'm not saying the defense wasn't great. I've actually said Belichick's the GOAT coach. So, but I'm saying Brady was more valuable. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Belichick wasn't valuable.
I disagree.
And I'm looking at, I think it's indisputable. When I look at Belichick's record without Tom Brady, it ain't pretty.
When I look at Brady's numbers inside of Belichick, like the first Super Bowl they won, Tom Brady had one touchdown in the entire postseason.
That's
the first Super Bowl,
Rob.
That's the first. No, I'm just giving you. That's how they won.
It's a short menu.
No. If that's the case, Belichick has 6 Super Bowls. I mean, if it's a short menu.
No, he does. And I never take those away from him. I'm just saying Brady was more valuable.
And Brady went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl. 10 seasons.
So did Belichick.
Okay, so, I mean,
but
Brady was all
that
great.
When you come back and you win 3 out of 4.
Yeah, but defense was the reason that those 3 championships happened. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Go look at the numbers during that time and what they did.
Brady had 6 game-winning drives in their Super Bowls. Each of those defensive games,
Chris, if the defense doesn't shut the last 3 Super Bowl teams out in the fourth quarter, it wouldn't matter. That's what gave Brady a chance.
The game-winning drives,
no, but
it
that's what
either.
Gave Brady a chance to do it. Is that
they
their
gave
defense
up
stopped them?
Points in the first half.
No,
to
but the second half was zero.
You owe us a shutout in the fourth quarter after that.
Nah,
my
but they
goodness,
they didn't give Atlanta anything in the second. That's how they were able to win.
No, Brady had to put up points. They were down 25.
No, but you had to stop them. If they
got, but you got
if the
score.
Falcons had 1 field goal, they would have won the game.
You owe us a shutout for a quarter after giving up 28 in the first 2 stanzas.
No, that's what you it's called making adjustments at the half. And the same
it's
thing in the second half and the fourth quarter.
In the first half.
They had 3 Super Bowls where they gave up 0 points in the fourth quarter. That's defense.
877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Is Bill Belichick making excuses for his failures with the Patriots this year? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the iCouple on a Tyshir Tuesday, a trash-talking Tuesday. And as he just yelled in my ear, we're getting jiggy with it up in here. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, brought to you by AutoZone, which is America's number one battery destination. No matter what your battery problems are, you can find your battery solution at AutoZone. So next time you're having starting trouble, start at AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone. 877-99 on Fox. We threw it out to you. Is Bill Belichick, all of a sudden he's a little chirpy, a little chatty, got more to say. Is he making excuses? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's kick it off with Joel in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Joel?
What's up, Chris? First time caller. I've been listening all 3 years, and 2 years, however long it's been.
Man, but, Joel.
Make it the last, my man.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, bro. We appreciate
right
you.
On. Hey, Rob, I just got to say, the funniest thing you ever said, and I've been laughing about it every day.
It ain't hard to pick it out. What was it?
Was when the Last Dance, when you said the five guys, they started the burger company.
Right.
Delivered the pizza, man. I've been laughing at that every day.
I don't even remember that.
Well, I said, it was about the what you call it. You remember they said five guys came to deliver the pizza to Michael Jordan?
Right. I said, yeah.
And then they wound up starting the hamburger spot because that didn't work
right.
out.
Right.
Okay, right. Well, real quick, I want to say, Chris, you act like Tom Brady was drafted number one overall or something. Like, you got to remember, he started off as a game manager.
Right.
Bill Belichick won those first couple Super Bowls with him just game
Why
manager.
Couldn't he win it without anybody else? Even the Drew Bledsoe.
He won 11-5 with Matt Castle.
Did they make the playoffs?
Yeah, but they still won 11
games.
It don't
matter.
Don't make it like that.
I don't care
that.
If they went 15-1 if
ridiculous.
They didn't make the playoffs.
That was a freaky year where they didn't make it with 11
wins. Make the playoffs.
That's ridiculous. Come on, Chris.
He didn't
Come
make on. The postseason, baby.
That's ridiculous. Hey, Joel, that's Chris.
Should have went 12.
He's got a thing for Tom Brady.
No,
that's
I'm
all.
Just saying.
Go ahead, Joel.
Aaron Rodgers is way better, man. That's all I got to say. Y'all have a good
all right.
one.
Really?
Thanks, Joel.
Stop.
Appreciate you. Thank you. And we appreciate the support. I need to get to Sacramento soon. John in
we
New Zealand.
Sack.
In the sack.
Sack town.
Yes.
Good day, mate. How you guys doing?
What's going
good,
on?
Mate?
New
How are
Zealand.
You, man? You down under? New
down
Zealand.
Under.
Okay.
I love New Zealand. When I went there, I ate as many lamb. I'm sorry, Alex. As much lamb as I could when I was down there.
Cool, man. I hope you come down again soon and we can go see an All Black Test match. But, guys, I just can't miss the opportunity to call in because, I love your show.
Thank
I really
you.
Do. And I love Worship Wednesday, and I love every chance that I can to poke the to poke the Duke of Doubt, the Marquis of Contrariness, His Highness the Poo-Poo King.
I'm the Poo-Poo King.
Go ahead and poke away. Poke away.
Well, you know, if I can refer back to the All Black rugby team down here, it's maybe the greatest team sport team in history. They
better
had
than the
a
Yankees.
Captain that retired. Better than the Yankees. I mean, they had a captain that retired recently whose winning percentage was like 89%. So you can imagine he would go like 89-11 when he captained. And what his coaches said, that they looked at the stats, and every time he was on the field, everybody got better by 1-2%, every other player. And leadership is real, man. It really is. And I think what you're seeing is not a denigration of Belichick as a coach, but what you're seeing is the effect of the leadership of Tom Brady. Is he's gone somewhere else, and everybody's performance has started to rise. And
did you watch that game yesterday, John? I mean, that wasn't a picture-perfect game.
He also watched the one
there
against Green Bay.
No, I'm talking about last night.
Point is well taken.
Yeah, So I did see it. But remember, improvement is not a straight line. Improvement is a gradual, over time, increase of performance. And the fact that you can win ugly is part of a successful team, no matter what sport it is.
Yes.
All right, John, we appreciate you,
good,
my man.
Very
you sound and the phone is so clear down there. Very nice. He doesn't have a Metro
PCS. You've been
PCS
to New
like
Zealand, huh?
Yeah.
How is it?
It's beautiful. There are more sheep than people down there. Seriously.
Wow.
Yes, Alex, you would love it down there. Plenty of fur.
I would have a whole ranch, just me and them, Rob.
Yep, you could just play around with the lamb chop. I mean, with the lamb.
How dare you? They don't go to school.
That's right. Pat in St. Louis, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Chris, I don't know how you do it, man, with Rob. I got to give you a lot of props. So here's what I want to go with.
What
kinda
are you
like
trying to say, Pat? That's why. What are you? Are you
right
calling on behalf
road
of my ex-wife? What are you saying?
I'm gonna get 100 right now. Okay, so here's the deal. They both needed each other. Don't get me wrong. They both needed each other.
Yes, I would agree with that.
But here's the bottom line. I want to ask Rob Parker this. You ain't got 20 seconds to look it up and Google it. 20 years Brady was there. Name his best running backs.
Sony Michel.
Okay, Sony Michel. That's a good one. Okay, outside of that time with Randy Moss in about a 3 or 4 year span, name his receivers that were top notch.
Yeah, but how could you say without Randy? But why are we poo pooing Randy Moss? I mean, remember they were 18-0, they lost. Remember, Brady got held in that game. You remember
that
Super Bowl?
Thank you, Chris. I know. No, I'm not. Randy Moss was there, right? Don't get me wrong. He helped Brady, but outside of that, there were 16 other years.
Yep.
Where he had the branches and the Amendolas and those guys. And the other thing is I wanted to dispute the defense. So Rob wants to talk about that defense in the second half against the Falcons, right?
Not just the Falcons. The last three Super Bowls, they haven't given up a point.
All right.
The Eagles?
In the fourth quarter.
Nick Foles.
Did we lose
him? We cut. Y'all are cold-blooded, man.
Cold-blooded.
Don't be mad at me. You know? Don't be mad at Chris.
Right. It wasn't us.
They're lying. Rob Parker drops all the calls.
Rob G is on a power trip. I don't know why, but he's on a power trip. All right.
We ain't trying to get fired, Chris.
We got our man Mike Heller coming up next.
See, it was different when he was doing those other shows because nobody called in, so they didn't have to worry about it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The host of The Mike Heller Show on 1070 in Madison, Wisconsin. Mike Heller, welcome to The Odd Couple, brother.
What's happening?
Boys, you guys are the best. I've been listening, and I'm supposed to kind of be doing a little bit of work, and I'm not because I've just been listening to your debate about the New England Patriots and that marriage that was Belichick and Brady.
Right.
And my goodness.
I know you got an opinion. Well, thank you for the compliment, first of all, but I know you have an opinion on it. So where are you at on Brady Belichick?
Well, I don't think Favre wins in Green Bay without Holmgren, and I don't think early that Rodgers wins without McCarthy, and then I think he would have won without McCarthy late. I think it's marriages. I think it's Lombardi and Starr, and I think it's Belichick and Brady, and I think to argue that one would have done it without the other is silly. I think Belichick's the greatest coach of all time, and that marriage of Belichick and Brady helps to make Brady the greatest quarterback of all time, and I don't think either one of them gets that without the other.
But what – and I agree that they needed each other, and both of them are arguably the GOATs at their various positions. However, and we don't know. We'll see how this year ends. But Belichick's track record without Brady is not pretty. That's all I'm saying. It's ugly, actually.
Yeah, that's and there's no arguing that. And but you know, Brady's doing what a little bit of what LeBron or even KD did. He's got a hell of a cast around him right now, right. And it's hard to grade Brady on what Brady's doing without saying, "Look at who he's throwing to, and look at who he's got."
He's making it's not
and,
hard
and he's
me.
Got a, and he's got a tremendous
Scottie
defense
Miller
as well.
A household name.
Yeah, it's
come on, you know that. Come
well,
on,
Chris is with the Tom Brady fan
up.
Club. So
no, I'm a truth teller, Mike.
No, you're not. Not when it comes to certain guys.
You wish
you were. You truth my butt. I wish it was that fair. But anyway,
to the Packers.
Yeah, let's ask about the Packers.
We were talking earlier, our first segment of the show. Look, they're still a good team, obviously. But I would have liked to have seen them add something to help Aaron Rodgers. The defense looks a little soft at times. You could have used another receiver. I get with Will Fuller. I think he would have helped a lot, but I get that he'll be a free agent. We think that they've taken Rodgers for granted. At least I do. I don't want to speak for Rob. I think they've taken Rodgers for granted. And they seem to be content to be good, relevant, a threat. But I don't think they're giving him the best shot at getting him back to the Super Bowl. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. And they just missed, Chris. I mean, they missed 3 years ago. They traded out late in the first round and passed on T.J. Watt and took Kevin King and then got a linebacker in the fourth round that's not in Green Bay anymore. They missed a year ago when they take Rashawn Gary out of Michigan, number 12 overall, and he's just a guy right now. So they've missed. And then to your point about I don't know that we're not in the room, so we don't know what Will Fuller would have cost them, but it appears to have been too much, and Houston leveraged that because they'll get a compensatory pick when he signs somewhere else as a free agent. But Kyle Shanahan told our media today on the call in advance of Packers 49ers that he doesn't think they get to the Super Bowl last year without Emmanuel Sanders and the midseason trade acquisition. And that's where I got a little heated today because I wish Green Bay would have done that. I don't, you know, we always care about the horizon. When it gets here, they have to care about the horizon now. But I think with 2 years left with Aaron Rodgers, now a year and a half in Green Bay, I wanted them to go ahead and, yeah, it might be a little reckless to go get Will Fuller right now, but you're going to have to outscore people because you can't stop anybody. So you've got to be better offensively than Seattle is. And the Packers' number two receiver would have been Will Fuller. Instead, it's Alan Lazard coming back from a core muscle injury, and he's good, but he's not Will Fuller.
Who's in charge? We understand the team is publicly owned. And I say this is one of the problems with the Packers is that there's no – I know there's a chairman that runs the organization, but it's not like having an owner like other teams where you can kind of point the finger and what are you doing and you need to do this or do that. The Packers seem to be headless. Who runs the Packers?
Well, it's a fair question. They reorganized the flow chart a year and a half ago when Mike McCarthy was shown the door. So right. Now Mark Murphy, the former Redskins safety, Mark Murphy's been in Green Bay a long time. He's the de facto report to. Brian Gutekunst is the GM. But most people will tell you that Mark Murphy is involved in the football decisions. I think he was involved in hiring. I think he made the decision to hire Matt LaFleur, and that has turned out to be very good. LaFleur's first season and a half has been spectacular. But I also think he was involved in making the decision on Jordan Love in that first round selection. Gutekunst was he pulled the trigger. But I think Murphy was complicit or on board with that too. Complicit makes it sound like it's wrong because I don't know if it'll be wrong yet. But
Yeah, I know Mark Murphy is – he's the report to guy in Green Bay, yes.
Mike, how confident are fans up there, even the media up there, that this team can not only, you know, win the division, go to the playoffs and make a little noise, but actually get to and win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, they're not confident, Chris, because of the loss at Tampa. You know, some people are going to point to what happened Sunday against the Vikings. I think that was an anomaly.
Right.
But people are not going to forget and be able to forget about what happened at Tampa 2.5 weeks ago, because it happened last year against the 49ers, where you got run out of the building in the regular season. You find a way to get back to play them again in the NFC Championship game, and a lot of us thought it was going to be different, and it wasn't different at all. So that fear factor hangs over Packers fans, because they think they're going to run into Tampa again. I think Green Bay could beat any other team in the NFC in January, but I think there's a lot of people that don't think that they could beat Tampa in January.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not so sure about that. Let's ask you, you also had Wisconsin AD Barry Alvarez was on your show,
right?
Talking
yeah.
about the COVID outbreak and that they don't have their arms around the problem and that it's still not under control. What's going on there, Wisconsin?
Well, I don't know that they're going to – I think they'll be able to get it corralled in time to play 10 days from now at Michigan, 11 days from now at Michigan. The problem is, Rob, is that they don't have any more wiggle room, and that's not their fault necessarily. That's the Big Ten. The Big Ten made the huge mistake of trying to go 8-for-8, 8 weeks, 8 games, no
Knowing
buffer.
That there could be games. Well, Chris and
Absolutely.
I talked about this with the NFL. Yep. If you made a 12-game season and gave yourself some space, you know what I mean? Then you could make up games. Right.
And originally, the comeback date was going to be October 17th, and it left a week of buffer in case this happened. Well, they need 2 weeks, and they can't do that. You know, Florida missed 2 games. I made one of them up already. Wisconsin's going to miss 2. But the problem is that's 2 strikes in a league that says you got to play 6 games to play in the Big Ten championship. If they get another strike, not of their own doing, but let's say they play Iowa, and they are late in the season, and Iowa has an outbreak, and they can't play, then Wisconsin that'll be their 3rd strike. They'll be out of any Big Ten championship, and that's bad for the league because the league wants Ohio State to play Wisconsin, 2 top 11, top 10 teams in the country. They want those two to meet. They don't want Ohio State to play a 2-loss Northwestern or a 2-loss Iowa in the Big Ten championship game. That doesn't look good, and that's the path they might be on.
Tell Wisconsin to get to Michigan ASAP. They can win that game with 9 players.
Right. If they can just send anybody to Michigan, they're probably in good shape.
Hey, one last thing I want to say. My buddy, who and Chris knows him as well, is the main news anchor at Channel 27 there, George Smith. Yes,
yeah.
George and I went
to
Columbia J
George.
School together, and Chris went to college with George. Yep. We know George very well.
Yeah, we've had George on the show. We did a podcast with him and Amon Green, the former Packer. Yeah, George, he's a good dude. We're glad to have him here. We're lucky to have him here.
Oh,
tell
absolutely.
Him we say hello next time you talk to him.
A guy born in Harlem doing the news in Madison, Wisconsin. That's awesome.
That happened.
All right. Mike, great stuff, man.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Stay well.
Good to talk to you.
All right, brother. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and what NFC team is having problems with their best player? We'll get into that next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on an election night. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. And Rob, I'm watching, so I have Fox on one channel, Fox News, and CNN on the other, on TV, two TVs. And it's interesting because they both appear to be getting their information from different people, different sort, you know, like, for instance, Fox, I believe, has Biden ahead on the electoral votes, and CNN has Trump ahead. Yeah, Fox has Biden ahead 91-73, and CNN has Trump ahead 42-30.
Yeah,
so just obviously depends. CNN just is a depends. Little behind, but they're getting them. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but it just depends on who they have people who call the states. So CNN might not be ready to call a certain state, but Fox feels confident to call. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and they better be careful tonight calling that, states.
Yeah, that's early. What, because I remember the one my wife, when I was married, were watching was the George Bush in Florida when originally they gave it to Al Gore.
Yep.
And then they took it off the board. And I remember that night, I was like, oh, that's bad news. You know, like, what do you mean they took it off? You know what I mean?
Right.
Because
right.
It was called for Al Gore, if you remember that.
I do remember
that. In 2000,
that.
Right?
I do remember that well. Yes. Yep. All right, well, you asked a few of our guests this question, or at least one of them, about Michael Thomas. And the great receiver for the New Orleans Saints has played one game this year. We know he had the injury, and then he, you know, had another injury, I think a hamstring. But Rob, this is getting odd because I think he's ready to play. I don't know. Nobody seems to really know what's fully going on there, but there have been reports that he's got an attitude problem, and some have even said, is this going the way of Antonio Brown? That might not be fair to say that, but they got to figure this out. Now, for the good news for Saints fans, Rob, is that they're 5-2, and while they haven't
gotten
looked
nothing
like
from
world
them.
Beaters, they've played well enough, obviously, to be 5-2, and they've beaten some pretty good teams. And so when they get him back, I mean, it should really be, they should be much improved. And I think, Rob, they got to figure this out. They just gave him, what, a year or two ago, a 5-year, $100 million contract extension. Now, I'm not saying you can't trade him, but you got a guy that you're paying that much money to, who's that good, and who presumably is ready to play. Get him on the field.
Yeah, it just seemed, I, you know, when you look at what he did last year, Chris, to go from that to nothing, do you know what I mean? Like, it's shocking. Like, where
he
is.
Yeah, he was fantastic last year.
I mean, he was unstoppable, a machine. And now, you know, it just seems like, you know, what happened here? Like, how is he not there? But you're right. The saving grace is that they're 5-2, that they did win. They're not 2-5 without him. They're 5-2, and when they get him back, he will bolster that offense and make them, you know, more whole again than they have been. So it's interesting. I don't know. It just seemed like a weird story, and I never bought the story about the altercation with the teammate, and that was the reason he wasn't playing. It has to be bigger than
that.
Well,
I think
that
was a factor. I don't think that was the only thing, but that was
But I'm saying normally there's got to be a little bit more than that not to play. People get into skirmishes. You know this.
Well, I guess they fight all the time. We told off the coaches or, you know, something like that. Rob G, you got some Adam Schefter. What was he reporting about this?
Yeah, he was on ESPN's Countdown yesterday, and he talked about the situation and the, like you mentioned, the unusualness surrounding his injury. And one thing that Schefter said on the broadcast is that things still may not be entirely cool between the Saints and Michael Thomas because of the way that they, you know, the team said they didn't suspend him. They were just fining him and sitting him out of game. But I guess that he still is not happy with the way it was handled. They're not happy they didn't apologize right away. So there's still a little bit of tension there in the building.
And he probably wants his loot back, right? Probably. Like, why are you taking my money?
Well, because look, there clearly is something going on, because if not, he'd be out there playing, period. And so I just think it behooves you as an organization to get this figured out. You're paying him all this money. Now, I know you may be fining him, but still, you paid him all this money. He's locked up for the next several years. You don't want to throw him in too late. And I know it's still only halfway through the season.
And he's a great player who can only help you.
And he and Breeze, I get it. They've been great in the past together, but you still want to get them out there together. You know, you don't want him coming in too late in the season if he's able to play. It's one thing if he's legitimately injured, but you got to get him out there and, you know, get him reacclimated to Breeze and the playing and all that. Look, I think they still got plenty of time, but they need to get it taken care of. 1 hour left. Keep her locked.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.